I need to mention this because I'm from Alabama as well. But that's not the only reason I need to mention it. But there was a tornado last week that killed 23 people, down, according to the report, down in Alabama. Sweet home Alabama. I want those good old days back, by the way. President Trump visited this area where this tornado happened down in Lee County, Alabama, on Friday. And it was amazing, folks, what happened while the president was there. They loved him. Matter of fact, I had a guy call me over the weekend from Alabama, and he said the president came down to the area there, and he was so excited about it. We have a B-roll of this down in Alabama here. This is from YouTube. All right. So this is from YouTube. Here is information. This is where the president down in Alabama visited folks after this tornado happened. Look how they love this man. White Hope. That's his wife with him right there. The media don't want you to know that people love this president. He's signing Bibles, or he signed a Bible, and the liberals are having a hissy fit that the president signed a Bible. Isn't that amazing? That's how much they hate God, and they want to keep him out. And so they want to get rid of the president because the president represents God. He represents good. According to the National Weather Service, the tornado hit Lee County with winds of 170 miles per hour and had a span of 1 mile and maintained its strength for about 24 miles. I remember those days down in Alabama when they were having those tornadoes. But for some reason, they never really hit the area where I live. They will hit the surrounding areas and destroy those areas. And so tornadoes are not new. The only thing I liked about the tornadoes is that when the rain came, it would rain hard, and we lived in a house with a tin roof on it, and it sounded like music. You can sleep like a baby. It was so nice. This storm was the deadliest tornado to hit the United States since 2013. This is from the Daily Mail. Before taking off to Alabama, the Great White Hope, this is from the Daily Mail, they call him President Trump, condemned the Democratic Party for the way they hinder Omar, anti-Jewish remarks, and call them the anti-Israel party. Here we go.
I thought yesterday's vote by the House was disgraceful because the Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace. And so does everybody else if you get an honest answer. If you get an honest answer from politicians, they thought it was a disgrace. The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And that's too bad. I'm going to Alabama.
I'm going to Alabama. Look how big his son is. He got tall. That's a baby boy. Did you know that, Joel? He used to be little when the president first started out. They went to Alabama. And his baby son is only 12, but he's getting tall. I have to tell you, I want you to hear this, hear it loud, hear it clear. The Democratic Party and those who are supporting this Omar woman, what's her name, first name? You know, had Omar, a Muslim woman, and then that other woman that's in Congress, Talib, whatever her stupid name is, Muslim. Talib what? Rashida. And they're going against Israel, and they're supporting this Muslim woman, will live to regret it. I don't care how you feel about the Jews, and I know there are people out there who hate the Jews because they're weak. The people who hate are weak. But the Muslims do not care about you. They hate you. They hate Christians, and they hate Jews. And for the Democratic Party to go along with this woman, Omar and Ali, Kali, whatever her name is, you're going to live to regret it. It's amazing. It really is. You're going to regret it. Whatever your disagreement with what the Jews are, it doesn't compare to what the Muslim will do to you. I'm telling you, you better wake up. This woman is an enemy of the state, of the country. She's not our friend. And the Democrats are afraid to deal with her. Periscope. I'm responding to a question or a comment from Periscope. Clown Report says, I'll call sometime. I can tell you about autism. My daughter has it. I'll do anything to make it that she did not have it. I'll do anything to make it that she did not have it. Oh, okay. I'm not a doctor, so don't take this as medical advice. But I personally believe, now it's just Jesse Peterson's belief, because I believe that there is nothing in life that you cannot overcome, that you can overcome all things if you believe and don't doubt. You can overcome all things if you believe and don't doubt, right? I believe that you can overcome autism or anything. I believe that autism is due to the overreaction of the mother while she was pregnant with the child. Because sometimes if the mother is angry or too emotional or even when the child is first born and not patient with the child, it can cause the child to overreact, become angry, but can't express his or herself. And that will create that anxiousness that they grow up with. And the reason I believe that you can overcome it, because I've dealt with autism boys and girls, young men and women, and those who have let the anger go by forgiving have been able to get better. I don't want to say that they got 100% better, but they definitely changed. They start to calm down. They start to remember things rather than leaving things everywhere. They become less anxious. But if you don't believe that your kids can overcome, young adult kids can overcome, then they're not. Because a lot of parents teach the children that you can't help it, baby. That's just the way you are. You can't help it. You've made that way. People just don't understand. And that's pretty sad. And some of these people say they believe in God, but yet they don't believe you can overcome all things. I'm telling you, it's amazing. But that's just my food for thought. Smoke on it. James.
Yes.
So how would you respond to my biblical question? What does the term Pharisee mean?
Man, I don't really know exactly what it meant back then, but a lot of people use the word Pharisee for liberal Christians call conservatives Pharisee today sometimes, and conservatives sometimes call liberals Pharisees today because they're judgmental. Many people are very judgmental, like Christians, and people who are considered judgmental and doesn't care about other people really, but pretend to care or whatever, are called Pharisees. So
what does it mean?
It means I think it means in common practice, it means a judgmental person who doesn't pretends to be about Christianity, but doesn't really care about people. No, doesn't really. I would rephrase that to doesn't really have any love for people. It's like fake people.
Okay, repeat it.
Fake Christians.
What does Pharisee mean?
Fake, judgmental, unloving Christians. And Jews. Because the original Pharisees were Jews.
Oh.
And they were always trying to catch Jesus. So they were judgmental against him.
Why were the Jews the original people? What made them become the chosen people?
Because, I don't know, God chose Abraham and said that you're going to be the father of many nations or something like that. And then, I don't know, he picked the Israelites.
And why did he pick them rather than Joe that lived down the road who there were no Christianity then?
No one knows.
Interesting question.
Yeah.
Do you believe that you can overcome autism?
Yeah.
What I notice about parents who have children who are autistic, they babble these kids, they smother them, they don't allow them to be responsible for themselves.
Yeah, I think they really exacerbate the problem.
And that hurt, that make it worse.
Mm-hmm.